的主，我们天上的父，配得我们的敬拜。
Yes, our Lord, our Father in heaven, you are worthy of our praise.
主啊，我们的主，主啊，你为我们死在十字架上，而今复活，坐在父神的右边，为我们祈祷。哈利路亚，感谢你，赞美。
Yes, Lord, our Lord, you have died for us on the cross, and you have resurrected, and you seated at the right hand of our Christ, our Lord. You are worthy of all our praises.
都要跪拜，放口都要承认，耶稣基督为主为王。
Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that the Lord is our Lord.
主，我们再次的感谢你，让我们成为你的儿女。
Once again, we want to praise you that we can be your children.
何等的权利，我们成为永生神的儿女。
What a privilege that we have, we can become, the children of our everlasting Father.
哦，主啊，我们是在天上、地上有产业的，哈利路亚。
In heaven and earth, we have the inheritance.
主啊，是的，主，谢谢你把圣灵赐给我们，住在我们的里面，永不离开。
Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit who lives inside us and will never forsake us.
不断地会带领我们走前面的道路。
Will continue to lead us in our path.
啊，这个道路是祝福的道路，是得胜的道路。
It's a blessing. It's a victorious path. It's a blessing path. It's a blessed path.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的把弟兄姐妹我们一起来到你圣的宝座面前，说今天我们要接受从上面来的祝福。
Together with our brothers and sisters, we come before you. We will receive the blessing from above.
就像圣经里面所讲，天上地下一切在耶稣里面同归于一。
Just like the Bible has said, everything on earth and in heaven, everything will go to our Christ.And become one.
圣经里面说，就是教会是你充满万有者所充满的。哈利路亚。
The Bible says, the church is filled with all your glory.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。主啊，我们说我们信，信的就要得着。
Okay, so when we say we believe, everyone who believes will get it.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的来到你的跟前，说主啊，万国不管怎么样的争吵喧闹，但是主啊，你的国是不震动的。
Once again, we can proclaim, even though the nations are quarrel and fight with each other, but your kingdom will stand firm forever.
主啊，你说不是天父所在的都要两根拔出来。
You said that everything will be uprooted.Those who are not do not believe but belong to the heaven.
主啊，我们却是你所亲手栽植的，主啊，要在神的殿里面来成长。
We are the people who planted by you and will grow in the church.
主啊，我们谢谢你，赞美。
Thank you. We praise you.
主啊，是的，主，今天我们再次的说，来到你的跟前，有能听的耳，受教的心。
Once again, we ask you to give our ears who can hear and the tongue that can confess.
主啊，我们的眼睛是打开的，我们的耳朵是打开的。
Our ears and our eyes are open.
哦，受你的话语，我们要来听受你的祝福。
We will receive your words and receive your blessing.
主啊，领受你的能力，也领受你的权柄。
Receive your power and receive your authority.
就像大卫一样，他无论往哪里去，耶和华都让他得胜。
Just like King David, no matter where he goes, the Lord will make him victorious.
感谢主，让你带领我们，奉主耶稣的名。
Praise you in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
那今天我的感动还是继续借着大卫的故事来讲，大卫怎么样成为一个得胜者。
Today we're going to continue to talk about David and how he was an overcomer.
那圣经里面讲呢，大卫无论往哪里去，耶和华都让他得胜。
In the Bible, it says the Lord is always with him, no matter where he goes.
Make him victorious. 这大卫无论往哪里去，神都让他得胜。
Whenever he goes, he was victorious.
那这是一个何等的一个生命，何等的一个正事。
So what kind of warrior, what kind of life he has?
那我们明个人是不是都羡慕这样的，就是在世上过这样的生活，无论往哪里去，耶和华都让我们得胜。
Do we all long to have this kind of life, no matter where we go, we will be victorious.
我们过去的两个礼拜讲到就说大卫的得胜有几个关键。那第一个呢，他是被拣选的，是活在应许里。
Last 2 weeks we have talked about the reason why he was victorious. First of all, he was the chosen one and he lived in God's promise.
那第二个呢，我们讲到就是他的得胜，他有一些素质啊。那其中一个呢，他是一个敬拜者。
And the second way we talk about, there are some qualities, characteristic of him to help him to become victorious. One of them is he was a worshipper.
他是一个大有勇敢的战士，而且呢，他说话合宜。
And he was also a brave man and a warrior, and he is also a person who is very well-spoken.
那今天我们要讲呢，就是说，接着下去讲呢，就是说，他是一个在圣灵的恩膏下面呢，有那个自由发挥恩赐的人。
And today we're going to talk about how he can under the influence of a Holy Spirit, he can use his anointings and giftings.
就是说他的得胜呢，跟他怎么样来跟随神的这样一个带领和感动非常有关系。
So his victorious life is very associated on how he responds to God's calling and how he acts when God gives him a command.
如果我们回忆在撒母耳上16:13呢，这里讲到呢，就是说从撒母耳高他的那一天起呢，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫。
So on 1 Samuel, it said that when after Prophet Samuel anointed David, and the Holy Spirit started to move inside of him.
那接着呢，他就去服侍扫罗。
And so after that, he started to serve Saul.
他在敬拜的时候呢，扫罗身上的魔鬼就会出去。
So whenever he worshiped, the evil spirit will leave Saul.
就是他在灵界里面呢，有一个得胜的一个权柄。
So in the spiritual realm, he has a he was victorious.
那今天呢，我们要讲他在这个看人看得见的层面，眼睛看得见、摸得着的层面呢，他神给了他得胜。
So today we are going to talk about on the physical realm, like how we see, how we feel that he was able to be victorious in our physical realm.
就是面对看得见的敌人。
So this is the enemy that we could see.
那今天呢，我们也是面对，有一些是灵里面的敌人，就像扫罗那面邪灵在他的身上，这是面对灵里面的敌人。有些是我们要面对的看得见的敌人。
So same as us today, sometimes we have to face spiritual enemies.For example, like Saul, he was having evil spirit. And also, we have to face physical enemies, those who we can see.
那今天我们眼睛看得见的敌人，可能是人，可能是事，可能是我们面临的很多的挑战。
So the physical enemies that we have today can be a person, or can be things that are bothering you, or can be some challenges that are in your lives.
可能是经济上的压力，可能是移民的困难，可能是婚姻里面的问题，可能这些是看得见摸得着的。
So can be your financial problems, can be your job or your immigration, your marriage, are the things that you can see.
那今天我们从这个大卫呢，怎么样来面对一个看得见的敌人，这样一个故事里面呢，我们看他怎么样就是神在向我们讲什么话。
So today we're going to talk about how a physical enemies that David have to face.
我们要学习什么？神让我们学习什么？
but to see what God wants us to learn from.
那我们今天呢，就借着读这个《撒母耳记上》十七章。
So we're going to read First Samuel chapter 17.
如果你是读英文的呢，你就自己来读整章，我呢来读中文。
So if you have to read in English, then read on your own. We're going to read the whole chapter, chapter 17, First Samuel.
那希望大家读的时候呢，仔细的来读。
So I hope that all of you will pay attention while you read.
我再次的强调，神的话语呢，比我讲到更加的重要。
Once again, I want to emphasize that listening to the word of God is more important than what I say, than when I preach.
因为神的话是不变的，我们讲到的人呢，可能会有错误。
Because God's word stands firm forever, it will never change. But those who preach, we may make mistakes.
所以大家要在读圣经的时候要仔细的来读。
So when you read the Bible, you have to pay attention.
好，我们一起来读。
Okay, we will read chapter 17.
腓力斯人召聚他们的军旅，要来征战，聚集在属犹大的梭哥，安营在梭哥和亚喜家中间的伊弗大明。扫罗和以色列人也聚集在以拉谷安营，排列队伍，要与腓力斯人打仗。腓力斯人站在这边山上，以色列人站在那边山上，当中有谷。从腓力斯营中出来一个讨仗的人，名叫格利亚，是加特人，身高六肘零一虎口，头戴铜盔，身穿铠甲，甲重五千舍格勒，脚上有铜护器，连肩之中背负铜戟，枪杆输入织布的脊柱，铁签头重600舍格勒，有一个拿盾牌的人在他前面走。哥利亚对着以色列的军队站立呼叫说，你们出来摆列队伍做什么呢？我不是腓力斯人吗？你们不是扫罗的仆人吗？可以从你们中间拣选一个人，使他下到我这里来，他若能与我战斗，见我杀死，我们就做你们的仆人，我若胜了他，见他杀死，你们就做我们的仆人，服侍我们。那腓力斯人又说，我今日向以色列人的军队骂阵，你们叫一个人出来与我战斗。扫罗和以色列众人听见腓力斯人的这些话，就惊慌，极其害怕。大卫是犹大伯利恒的伊法他人耶西的儿子，耶西有八个儿子，当扫罗的时候，耶西已经老迈。耶西的三个大儿子跟随扫罗出征，这出征的三个儿子，长子名叫伊利亚，次子名叫亚比拿达，三子名叫撒玛，大卫是最小的。那三个大儿子跟随扫罗，大卫又是离开扫罗回伯利恒，放他父亲的羊。那腓力斯人早晚都出来仗着，如此40日。一日，耶西对儿子大卫说，你拿一一发红了的麦子、穗子和十个饼，速速地送到营里去，交给你哥哥们，再拿这十块奶饼送给他们的千夫长，且问你哥哥们好，向他们要一封信来。扫罗与大卫的三个哥哥和以色列众人在伊拉谷与腓力斯人打仗。大卫早晨起来，见样交托一个看守的人，照着他父亲所吩咐的话，带着食物去了。到了辎重营，军兵刚出到战场，呐喊要战，以色列人和腓力斯人都摆列队伍，彼此相对。大卫把他带来的食物留在看守物件人的手下，跑到战场问他哥哥们安。与他们说话的时候，那讨仗的就是属加特的腓力斯人格利亚，从腓力斯队中出来说从前所说的话，大卫都听见了。以色列众人看见那人就逃跑，极其害怕。以色列人彼此说，这上来的人你看见了吗？他上来是要向以色列人骂阵，若有能杀他的，王必赏赐他大财，见自己的女儿给他为妻，并在以色列人中连他父家纳粮当差。大卫问站在旁边的人说，有人杀着腓力斯人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎么待他呢？这未受割礼的腓力斯人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？百姓照先前的话回答他说，有人能杀着腓力斯人，必如此如此待他。大卫的长兄伊利亚听见大卫与他们说的话，就向他发怒，说，你下来做什么呢？在旷野的那几只羊你交托了谁呢？我知道你的骄傲和你心里的恶意，你下来特要违抗整仗。 大卫说，我做了什么呢？我来岂没有缘故吗？大卫就离开他，装线别人，照先前的话而问，百姓仍旧照先前的话回答他。有人听见大卫所说的话，就告诉了扫罗，扫罗便打发人去叫他来。大卫对扫罗说，人都不必因那非利士人胆怯，你的仆人要去与那非利士人战斗。扫罗对大卫说，你不能与那非利士人战斗，因为你年纪太轻，你自有他自有就做战士。大卫对扫罗说，你仆人为父亲放羊，有时来了狮子，有时来了熊，从穷中叼一只羊羔去，我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中救出来。他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡子，将他打死。你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这未受割礼的腓力斯人像用生生的军队马阵，也必像狮子和熊一棒。大卫又说，耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这腓力斯人的手。扫罗对大卫说，你可以去吧，耶和华必与你同在。扫罗就把自己的战衣给大卫穿上，将铜盔给他戴上，又给他穿上铠甲。大卫把刀挎在帐以外，试试能不能走，因为素来没有穿光，就对扫罗说，我穿戴这些不能走，因为素来没有穿光。于是摘脱了，他手中拿杖，又在席中拣选了五块光滑石子放在袋里，就是牧人带的囊里，手中拿着刨石的机选，就去迎那腓力斯人。腓力斯人也渐渐地迎着大卫来，拿盾牌走在前头。腓力斯人观看见了大卫，就藐视他，因为他年轻，面色光红，容貌俊美。腓力斯人对大卫说，你拿杖到我这里来，我岂是狗吗？腓力斯人就指着自己的身咒诅大卫。腓力斯人又对大卫说，来吧，我将你的肉给空中的飞鸟，田野的走兽吃。大卫对腓力斯人说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头。又见腓力斯军兵的尸首被空中的飞鸟、地上的野兽吃，使普天下人都知道以色列中有位神，又使这众人知道耶和华是人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为增长的神胜败全在乎耶和华，他必将你们交在我们手里。腓力斯人起身迎着大卫前来，大卫急忙迎着腓力斯人往战场跑去。大卫用手从囊中掏出一块石子来，用机旋跑去，打中腓力斯人的头，和石子进入额内，他就扑倒面覆于地。这样大卫用机旋跑死胜了那腓力斯人，打死他。大卫手中却没有刀，大卫跑去站在腓力斯人身边，将他的刀从鞘中拔出来，杀死他，割了他的头。腓力斯众人看见他们逃战的勇士死了，就都逃跑。以色列人和犹大人便齐声呐喊，追赶腓力斯人，直到加特和伊格龙的城门。被杀的腓力斯人倒在撒拉因的路上，直到加特和伊格龙。以色列人追赶腓力斯人回来，就夺了他们的营跑。大卫将那腓力斯人的头拿到耶路撒冷，却将他军装放在自己的帐篷。扫罗看见大卫去攻击腓力斯人，就问元帅亚尼尔说，亚尼尔啊，那少年人是谁的儿子？亚尼尔说，我刚在王面前起誓，我不知道。王说，你可以问那幼年人是谁的儿子。大卫打死腓力斯人回来，亚尼尔领他到扫罗面前，他手中拿着腓力斯人的头。扫罗问他说，少年人啊，你是谁的儿子？大卫说，我是你仆人伯利恒人耶西的儿子。那这是神的话，那这是撒母耳记上第十七章。
So this is the word of God, in 1 Samuel chapter 17.
那读的时候呢，你发现呢，就有点像我们看那个古装片啊，古代的电影。
So it may seem like you are watching a movie from the olden days.
啊，拿着枪，拿着刀，拿着盾牌。一个人出来，出来一个人骂阵，啊，单挑，
So two armies are camped beside each other, facing each other with armors and swords. So one of the person came out to ask the other army to fight.
所以这个金线呢有点像就像中国古代电影里面的差不多。
Yeah, it looks like a movie scene from the olden days.
那这里面呢就是说但是呢神的话语里面有一些非常特别的东西都要我们来学习。
But there are some special words that we have to pay attention to from the Lord so that we can learn from it.
那有几个有一些东西呢我给大家要解释一下。比如说这个巨人呢它多高呢说是六轴一虎口。那今天来讲呢这个尺寸就是大概三米。
So there is something I need to explain. So here it says Goliath was over 9 feet tall. So it's about 3 meters.
那说他的身穿铠甲，加重5000舍格勒。这个五千舍格勒呢，大概是60公斤。
So he also, told about the armor, which is about 5,000 shekels. That's about 57 kilograms.
对，差不多是60公斤。那我的体重呢就是60公斤，他的身上的甲就是六十。
So, around 60 kilograms, which is about my weight.
那大家有一个概念，就是这个巨人呢站在那边呢，人就害怕。
So you have to imagine that this is a giant. When he stand before those people, they were afraid.
那个时候在腓力斯人中间呢有一些加特人是巨人就是巨人的后代。
So, those days in Philistine, so they are, a tribe in 加特的呢 Gath.
Yeah, Gath.
Yeah. Gath. So a tribe in Gath, there are, giants living in there.
而且那个时候呢腓力斯人在军事上那边呢要比以色列人要先进的多他们用的是铁器。那以色列人用的是铜器。
So when we talk about, when we talk about battle and war, Philistine is more advanced than the Israelites.
那所以这个有一点点解释给大家，就是知道这个巨人呢，其实和腓力斯人呢，他们的这个军队是非常的强的。
So, you just want to give you some background that the Philistine and their giants and they are quite advanced in battle.
但是大卫呢这个时候神就反正用各种的一个兴起一些环境呢让他就去到战场上面去啊就参与这样一个事情。
So, God has, stirred up some, circumstances so that the David, so that King David was able to fight.
第一个呢我要讲的就是说大卫知道神和他同在他不论做什么呢都有一些缘故的。
So first of all, I want you to know that David knew that the Lord was with him.
那所以他在29节呢他的哥哥呢对他生气的时候呢他就说了我做了什么呢我来岂没有缘故吗
So at verse 29, when David's brother was angry with him, he said, what have I done? Can I even speak?
所以呢今天我们应用的时候就要知道就是说我们每一个神的儿女呢我们心思为人啊都是有缘故的。
So we have to know that as children of God, everything that happens has a reason.
一些事情发生在我们的周围或者一些人来到我们的生活里面是有缘故的。
So things that happen around us or people come and go in your life, there are reasons for that.
因为圣经里面讲呢他说在灵里面充神的人呢就像风一样啊他从哪里来到哪里去呢人听见先生此去不知道但是神知道。
So, in the Bible, it says, those who are from the Spirit is just like the wind, where it goes, where it comes from, where it goes. We do not know, but the Lord knows.
那就像在约翰福音第四章写的这个耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人的一番遭遇看起来是一个非常偶然的事情。但是呢主在那个地方留下非常伟大的教导。
So, for example, in John chapter 4, when Jesus was having a conversation with a woman, a Samaritan woman. So there was a conversation going on, and we can learn so much from it. There are reasons for that.
就像扫罗，这里面讲的这个扫罗王呢，当时在撒母耳高他做王的时候呢，他是去找他爸爸丢掉的驴，他不知道会发生什么事情。结果呢，撒母耳就高了他做王。So for
example, the king Saul, the first king, so when he was anointed, he wasn't there to get anointed, he was just there to look for a lost sheep. So for some reason, Samuel just came and anointed him to become a king.
The lost donkey.
Donkey, sorry, not the sheep. So his father lost a donkey, so he went to look for the donkey. But no matter where he goes, he couldn't find it. But someone told him, oh, there is a prophet living in this city. Probably you can go and ask him. Maybe he can tell you where the donkey is.
在他去找先知的路上呢，撒母耳已经从神那里得到话，扫罗会来找驴，也会来找他，也就准备好膏油来膏他。
So while he was looking for his lost donkey, Samuel got a word from the Lord. And the Lord told Samuel that this person will come to find his donkey, but you have to anoint him to become the king.
所以这些平常琐碎的事情里面呢，都有神的旨意在里面。
So in this everyday normal life of yours, there are God's plans for you.
这是对于一个神所拣选的人，任何事情都是有意义的。
So this is to a person who has been chosen by God. Everything has a reason.
所以圣经里面讲呢，万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是乃是也按着神意被招的人。
That's why the Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love him.
那现在大卫呢，来到这个战场上呢，他的爸爸的意思呢，就给他的哥哥送点吃的，完了以后带份信回去，看看他们好还是不好，因为儿子在战场上，爸爸很担心，就送了小儿子来。So
the reason why David came, because his father was worried about the other three sons who is in the battlefield. So he sent David to go and trying to get some news from their brothers.
那对他哥哥来说呢，就说你在这里搞什么名堂？你把吃的放了，赶紧走！你一个小孩子在战场上搞什么？So
to his older brother, what they thought is, okay, you are here to bring us food and bring a message. Now your job is done. Now you have to go because this is a battlefield. You are just a kid. What are you doing here?
那就用一些非常恶毒的话来骂他。So
his brother used some mean words to him.
你下来做什么？在旷野的那几只羊，你交托了谁呢？我知道你的骄傲和你心里的恶意。你下来特要违抗征战。Yeah,
what have you done here? Where do you leave your sheep in the desert? I know you come here just to show how wicked your heart is. You come here to watch the battle.
所以呢，就是说，一个人被神拣选，由他走路的时候呢，难免。 跟这个我们说就说教会吧，就是说这个属灵的家里面的人呢，会有很多的冲撞，因为当一个人被神拣选高抹的时候呢，你做的事情好多人不一定看得懂。So
if you are chosen by God, you may have a lot of troubles or conflict with your spiritual family, for example, your church, because the things that you do may not be understood by other people.
那这一段经文里面呢，你看到就是一些弟兄姐妹呢，就是说，看不懂他，但是呢，这个领袖看懂了他。So
for this example says that maybe the brother or your sisters do not understand what you do, but the leaders saw and the leaders understood.
那这其实也并不是说他哥哥坏或者这个扫罗就好，不是这个意思，而是说。 神在其中呢，一直在运行。
We are not saying that his brother was evil and David was righteous. We are not saying anything about that. We are just saying that God was in the midst of all this.
借着坏事，借着有些甚至一些人坏的想法呢，成就神的美。
So, even with some evil thoughts or evil acts of our people, but God is going to use all that to accomplish what He had planned for.
那大卫是怎么应对的呢？他就知道神和他同在，生来让他来肯定有缘故的。
But David know that the Lord was with him. The reason why the Lord led him, he came here must have a reason for that.
所以呢，他一直有一个勇敢的心，一个自由的灵。这个自由的灵非常重要。
He has a very brave heart and he has a very free spirit. So being free in the spirit is very important.
那所以呢，他就继续的去问来问去，问来问去，他就要知道就是说这些什么事情的缘由。
So he continued to ask other people. He wanted to know why things were like this in this way.
他不怕。
He was not afraid.
他的哥哥虽然对他那样恶言相向，我相信也是出自于爱，就是说因为你这个小孩子到这里，我们是提着头，对不对？你在这里高声鸣叹呢，你来这里搅局吗？还是要做什么呢？所以那恶意就是赶紧的回去就好了。
So I believe his older brother did not have any evil thought in him because being an older brother, he was risking his life in the battlefield. He wanted his younger brother to be safe. So he wanted his younger brother, as a little kid or teenager, to go home and be safe.
所以今天我们在教会里面也是一样，就是说在这个教会的大家庭里面，有一些人被神恩膏了以后呢，他做事情很自由，但是他好多时候不合，在另外一些人看来不合章法。
So, same as nowadays, some people are anointed in the Holy Spirit and they are doing things seems so unusual in the eyes of other people.
但是你保持灵里面的自由和勇敢是非常重要
的。But to keep the freedom in the spirit and the boldness in spirit is very, very important.
那所以呢，就是我今天为什么讲这个呢？就是说，在这个教会里面呢，当我们弟兄姐妹被圣灵，灵里面重生圣灵恩膏的时候呢，会遇到这样的事情。
Why am I saying this? Because in a church setting, when you are anointed by the Holy Spirit, these things can happen.
所以，当有人对你不满意，或者用一些恶毒的话语来见你的时候呢，你不要太在意。
So if someone mean things to you or not happy with you, please do not take it to your heart.
那我在刚信主的时候也遭遇过很多这样的事情。上次我讲了一个事情，就说唱歌带人走掉，长老就直接向我讲。
So when I first became a Christian, many similar things happened to me. Last week, I talked about how I sing so loudly in the church that one of the elders has to correct me.
还有另外，我在刚信主的时候呢，我就带领很多人信主。完了以后呢，我会买很多的圣经送给别人，也好多时候就是反正喜欢服侍。那有人在教会里面讽刺我，带着讽刺的王牧师，但是我知道他简直讽刺我，就是这不是你该干的事情，这是牧师该干的，你为什么要去拼命干呢？
So when I first became a Christian, I was so on fire for the Lord, and I tell people about the gospel, and I bought a lot of Bibles to those people. And one of the brothers or sisters in the church saying something in a sarcastic way, saying that I was Pastor Wong, meaning that this thing should be done by the pastors, not by me.
今天我看来就是他在发预言，所以我感谢他。
But nowadays when I see that he was prophesizing, not saying things in any sarcastic way.
那这样的事情发生的时候，就是大家心里上要有一个装备，为什么呢？这些事情发生在大卫的身上。 写在圣经里面，为什么？圣经就是要来让后来的人知道，当这些事情发生的时候呢，你心理上要有预备。
So all these things written in the Bible for a reason, so that you can be prepared when things happen, so you know that these things even happened to David. Right?
当这样的事情发生的时候呢，神鼓励你不要往后缩，要往前进。
So when this thing happens, God want to encourage you to move forward, but do not step back.
大卫就是这样的，他就继续往前走。
David was like that. He continued to step forward.
感谢主呢，这个时候呢，神就奇妙地安排了扫罗这位王呢，就赏识他。
By God's grace, that Saul was paying attention to him.
但弟兄姐妹，扫罗这时候赏识他，并不是因为扫罗很好，而是因为神安排。神这个时候要让扫罗对他好。
So when Saul was in agreement with David, not because he was a good king, but because the Lord was directed him in that way.
在以后的几章里面呢，你会看到呢，神又允许扫罗呢拼命去逼迫大卫。
So in the following chapters, you will see that Saul was actually persecuting David.
你就可能想不通，想不通。
You may not be able to understand all of this.
那这不就是在我们身边发生的好多事情，人事就是这样吗？有一个人今天对你好，明天对你就不好。
But these are the things that happen to you nowadays too. Like some people may be so good to you now and probably not the next second start to persecute you.
那生把这些东西写在圣经里面呢，就是让你要真实的来面对这个世界，面对人群。面对神，不要对属灵的东西抱有一种幻想。
So things are written in the Bible is for us to know that you have to see things in a God's perspective. So do not have high hope in people and or in things.
Yeah. 就是说神呢，为什么把这个写？我们为什么说圣经是真理？因为他写真的话，他不是写一些好话来鼓励你。哦，阳光美丽，明天都最美好，没有这样。
So that's why the Bible is the truth because it's telling us the reality. It doesn't say things like in fantasy, like oh, every day will be good, every day will be peaceful. It's not like that.
所以信主以后呢，不是说你就是这个一切都顺利啊，神就把你的一切问题都解决了。圣经里面不是这样写的。
So that's why when you became a Christian, doesn't mean that you everything will be good and smooth in your life. It's not like that. It's not written in the Bible.
所以神把这些东西写在这里，他说什么呀？他说你们在这世上有苦难，但是在我里面有平安，因为我已经胜过了这个世界。
So that's why the Bible says that on this earth you will have trouble, but in me you will have peace because I have overcome.
那耶稣说你们在这世上有苦难，那我们怎么能够讲说你信了主就没苦难呢？
So if Jesus told us that on this earth we will have trouble, we will have sufferings, how can you tell other people that you will be peaceful?
所以我们今天要好多的这个讲道啊，各方面为了鼓励人的话呢，只讲好的讲，好听的讲，我们要悔改，因为这不是真实的，不是完全真实的东西。
So now we have to repent if you hear when people telling you that everything will be fine after you become a Christian. These are all lies. We have to repent.
那首先一个呢，就像大卫一样，今天要面对一个真实的敌人。
So first of all, just like David, today we have to face a physical enemy.
真实的战争。
A real battle.
那这里面呢，就看到就是说，他非常的笃定，神带领他走到这一步是有原因的。
So first of all, he knows that he is here for a reason.
第二个呢，就是说他有一个勇敢的心，勇敢的心在他的里面。
Second of all, he is very brave. He has a brave heart.
那上一章呢，我们也讲到，就是那个年轻人介绍的，他是一个大能的勇士啊，是一个勇士。
Last week, when the servant was introduced him to Saul, he said that he was a warrior. So we know that David was a warrior.
那第三点我们要讲的话呢，你就是生在他的里面有些素质是非常宝贵的，就是他那个打狮子打羊在放羊的时候打狮子打熊呢，杀狮子上为了救羊，看起来是他非常勇敢，但是其实里面隐藏着一个东西，是他非常爱他的羊。
So when we read about how he fight the lions and the bears to save the sheep. So even though it may seem that he was being very brave, but actually there are hidden meanings, meaning that he loved his sheep.
那升天选大卫不是没有缘故的，因为这个人里面有一个素质，他爱他的羊，所以后来神说他是以色列的好牧人。
So there are reasons why God has chosen David because he loved his sheep.
你知道神一开始上以色列人是没有王的，是用这个事实来做判断，让他们来在神的面前来做判断，但是以色列人呢要有一个王，但是呢神非常不高兴。
So back then there was no kings to rule, but there was a judges living in the land to help them.
就是神当时的意思呢，就是说是你不能要王，这个王呢他来要控制你的儿女要给他拉马，你的天地要被他占有，你要做他的仆人，你为什么要个王呢？
So God didn't want them to have a king to rule over Israel because the king will take your land, your field. So why do you want a king to rule over you?
那神的意思是不要王，但是人呢他说我们要像列国一样要有王，没人王的话太少。
So the Lord didn't want them to have a king to rule, but the people wanted to have a king just like other nations, other countries that were rulers were ruling in the land.
神呢眷顾以色列人的软弱，他的心意要达成怎么样呢？就是要找一个合他心意的王。
So the Lord knows our weaknesses. So that's why the Lord was looking for a man that after his heart to help to rule over Israel.
因为这个王如果没有神的心意的时候呢，他是一个非常可怕的东西，可怕的人。
Because being a ruler without a heart after God is it can be very dangerous, can be dangerous thing.
那就像我们今天讲到这个民主还是装饰的事情一样，民主或装置呢，如果没有神，它都是很可怕。
For example, nowadays when we talk about being a Democrat or a what's the other word? Sorry, Democrat and
dictatorship.
Yeah, dictatorship. So it's all very dangerous in terms of politics.
Without God, it's all dangerous.
所以 That's right.
对所以呢就是说我们神要拣选一个王，如果要合他心意怎么样呢？他必须是一个爱他民众的王。
So if God is going to choose a person to become the rulers who is after his heart, this person has to be a ruler that loves his people.
那大卫呢有这个，他爱他的羊，甚至就是不怕一切，他要把羊从熊的口里面来抢回来。
So David loved his sheep. He even to the point that he can risk his own life for the sheep.
我相信他不是喜欢打熊，喜欢打老虎，而是他爱他的羊。
I believe he wasn't there just to because he likes to fight against lions and the bears. Because I think the reason why he did that because he loved his sheep.
因着这种爱呢，它里面就是有一种不怕付任何的代价。
Because of the love that he had for his sheep, so that his is a love without fear.
Don't mind any cost. 所以呢，就是说他里面有个爱在里面，所以圣拣选他不是没有缘故的。
So there are reasons why the Lord chose him.
或者说呢，当神拣选他以后呢，会把这个爱会赐给他。
Or else you can say that after the Lord has chosen him, and the Lord is going to give him that kind of love for his people.
不管是信主前还是信主后的呢，人里面的性情和这些爱呀、啊，这些恩赐呢，都会被神所用。
So before you became a believer or after you became a believer, like all these things that your characteristic or your manners will be used by God.
那咱讲到这里呢，我们要讲另一点呢，就是大卫有他独特的恩赐，神给他独特的恩赐。
I have to also talk about that there are some gifting that David had.
那他的恩赐呢，就是说这里有一个看到，就是他那个摔石头啊，摔得很重。
So one of them being, he's very good with his slingshot. He's very, he aims far.
那这个就是说人经过训练呢，确实可以做到这样的，有这样的本事。我小时候见过，我们的这个同一个村庄上的。那些小孩子啊，真的打麻雀，那个弹弓拿起来一打，一个麻雀就掉下来。
So, if you practice, through practice, you can be very good at sling. Because when I was small, I do see, in my village, there are some children are so good at shooting, birds, sparrows with their slingshot.
那所以呢，就是神就让他在小时候跟着羊群呢，就训练这样的恩赐。这种恩赐呢。就是他从小就开始训练。
So, he was shepherding his father's sheep from a very young age. So I believe that God has been training him through from a young age.
事实上，我们中间很多人也是从小神就在训练我们很多的恩赐，在神的国度里面呢，神要用。
So I believe there are people just like in us today that the Lord has been training you from a very young age because the Lord is going to use you.
好多时候我们信神以后啊，或者信神前说我们因循物用武之地啊，就是好多时候找不到自己的位置，不知道我的恩赐在哪里，能做什么。其实我们每一个人都有恩赐。
So some people may say that, oh, now I am a Christian, but I don't know where I can help because I don't have any anointings. But I believe that each of us is unique where you all have your giftings.
但你的恩赐交在神的手里面的人呢，神就要做成大事。
But if you give your anointing in the hands of the Lord, the Lord is going to accomplish big things.
那不要看着我们自己有没有的东西。哎呀，就像这个战场上，大卫说。我既没刀，也没枪，也没盔甲，我怎么打仗
？So do not focus your eyes on the things that you do not have. For example, if David was, telling himself, "Oh, I don't have a sword, I don't have an armor. What do I do?"
那 David 呢？对他自己的恩赐很有信心。
But David had a great confidence in his own, giftings.
那这个恩赐呢？谁也没有想过会在战场上有。
So no one would have thought this kind of anointing, gifting can be used in a battle.
那今天我们弟兄姐妹有一些恩赐呢，你从来不知道怎么用，你不知道这个东西，你说我有这个恩赐呢，从来也赚不来钱，也弄不来这个，其实不是这样。
So brothers and sisters, you may have some special anointing that's in you that you may never thought that can be useful. But sorry.
你交在神的手里面，神就兴起机会，让他来用。
But if you give it to the hands of the Lord, God will have opportunities for you to use it in His kingdom.
就像今天这个以色列人和腓力斯人决定性的一仗是靠什么恩赐打赢的呢？是靠刀、靠枪吗？不是，靠这个牧羊人的一个狮子。
So, for example, the battles between the Philistines and Israel, was it by sword or by armies, how strong the army is? But it was not. It was just by a little stone by a shepherd.
所以我们要祷告呢，就要有灵里面的这个自由，要用我们的恩赐，这个非常重要。
So we have to pray that we will use our anointing in the spirit in freedom.
这个是非常非常重要。有一些恩赐，我们如果把它限制了的时候呢，就死掉了。 我们长得不知道怎么办啊，有时候就怨天尤人啊。我会画画，现在这个世界上画画的人呢赚不了钱，老这样去想，那你就死定了。
So a lot of times people have put like constraints in your own anointings and slowly the anointing will die. For example, some people may be very good at painting and they tell themselves, okay, I cannot make any monies on my painting and slowly they stop drawing and the anointing fades away.
那事实上当你放在主的手里面的时候，主就用这个东西要做成大事。
But if you put your anointing in the hand of God, then slowly God will be able to accomplish things in your life.
前几年的时候，中国有一个画家叫杨成喜，有点这样一个状况，就是他走到一个尽头呢，他都要自杀。
So a few years ago, there is a painter in China. So he was to a point that he nearly took his own life.
因为他觉得没有什么出路。
Because he felt that he had no way out.
结果呢，就在这个回家运动的这个聚会里面呢，我们一些老的牧者就会找到他，给他祷告。好多牧者给他祷告，从结果他被圣灵充满以后呢，后来就这个他的这个事业也反转。
So by the homecoming movement in the church, so some elders and pastors found him and start to pray with him. So later on, he was filled with the Holy Spirit and his career took a big flight.
后来结果他的那个画呢，就在全国这数一数二的，就选在那个全国最重要的那个邮票上。
So his painting was chosen to become one of the national stamps.
就变成这个全国的首席画家。
So became the chief painters of the nation.
他其中一幅画呢，现在挂在我们的赵牧师的家里面，也写的是天人合一，一幅字画。
So one of his paintings is now hanging in the house of our pastor.David, no, Pastor Gideon's house, saying that
很感恩这些老一辈，为他祷告。
He was very grateful that the elders had prayed for him.
他也是一个很爱主的一个，为主做见证这些事情上。
And he's also a loving God, and he became a testimony for God.
所以就是说，你有你的恩赐，不要埋没。
You have your own giftings. Please do not let go of your anointing.
不要限制你自己。
Do not put yourself in. Do not constrain yourself.
你像好多，我问过好多年轻人，你找工作情况怎么样？我的这个专业啊，找工作很难啊。
So, for example, I asked a lot of young people about how they are in terms of finding their job. And a lot of times I heard that, my career choice will be hard because the things I learned in school.
根据统计啊，这种工作呀，现在什么工作都找不到。
So they would say, according to the statistic, what I learned today will be very, very hard to get a job in the job market.
我好多次告诉他，你只需要一个人赏识你就可以了，你不需要统计。
So I tell them that you only need one person to recognize you. That's it. You do not need statistics to tell you anything about that.
你祷告神就给你这个人在你的眼前就可以了。
Just pray for the one person to recognize you. You only need that, you know.
那我这样讲话呢，你听起来很笃定。你有时候也觉得怀疑我讲，我真的碰到过很多这样的事情。
But indeed, I even though you may seem strange to you that I talk this way, but I met a lot of people that have been students.
曾经就在温哥华，大概十多年前，二十年前有一个。弟兄姐妹啊，就是来到我们的小组里面，这个姐妹呢想信主，她的丈夫呢英文也不好，她学的专业呢就是很难很难找工作。
So many years ago that one sister came to our church, so she became a Christian first, But her husband couldn't speak English well, and it's very hard for this person to find a job because the things that he learned in school.
那这个他的先生学的一种计算机的语言呢，机器语言呢，就说是很少用的，啊。
So her husband knew a computer language, which is very, is people do not use that language a lot.
他就很丧气，他的英文又不好，找不到工作。
So he was quite disappointed in himself because his English was also very poor.
那我们就到这个姐妹家里面，也带着这个弟兄。那时候弟兄也不信主，他我们就说为你的工作祷告。弟兄呢说你们祷告就祷告吧。
So we came to their house and we say, okay, we want to pray for your job. And the brother wasn't a believer yet, and he said, okay, you can pray.
祷告完了以后，后来在多伦多有一个。面试，这个面试的时候呢，非常非常的有意思。
So after we prayed, he got a interview in Toronto, and something very interesting happened.
那些人在interview 他的时候呢，他们就要懂这种计算机语言的人。
So when they had an interview, they specifically asked a person who knows this special computer language.
他就告诉那些人，他说我的英文很差，怎么办
？And he told them, "Oh, I do not speak well in English. What do I do?"
他说你的英文很差没关系，但是这个语言好很有关系。
But the interviewer told him that it's okay if you cannot speak well in English, but you have to know well in this special computer language.
就雇佣了他。
So they later hired him.
长话短说，后来他们就全家搬到多伦多去呢。这个先生在教会里面比他太太要火热得多。
But to make the story short, later on they moved to Toronto to have the job, and the husband became an even more on fire Christian than his wife in the church.
那所以呢，就说你的恩赐呢，不要埋没，放在神的手里面，神给你兴起机会。
So do not disguise your anointing. Put it in the hand of God. God will give you opportunities.
那这是一个，就是你有你的恩赐，神要用。
So you have your anointings, and God is going to use it someday.
下面我也讲呢，就是新酒要装在新皮带里面，也非常重要。
And now I have to talk about how the new wine has to be in the new wineskin.
当神把一些新的恩赐发掘出来的时候呢，你不要装在老的一个模式里面。
So when God give you a new giftings, please do not put it in the old pastime mode.
啊，就像这里扫罗呢，就要把他的盔甲要给大卫穿，大卫穿了以后，他不能打仗。
For example, Saul wants to give David his armor, but David tried his armor and he couldn't walk in it.
那在这个我们的恩赐发挥啊，不管在职场上面还是教会里面服侍的时候呢，每一个世代有他神独特的做法，所以我们要知道这个新的世代要有新的做法。
So in different times, the gifting can be used in different ways, but in the nowadays we have new anointing will be used in the new circumstances, new ways.
那今天就是说你就像我们疫情爆发的话，你非要聚在一起要大聚会，这不现实。
For example, like during the pandemic, if you want to use it in the old mode to have a big congregation join together, it wouldn't work that way.
或者说你要做生意用过去传统的方式也不现实。
Or you want to use the old ways to tell people about gospel in the old ways, it wouldn't be practical.
The business, if you wanted to do business, it's not.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't hear.
所以呢，就是说，我们要不要把新酒呢，一定要塞到旧皮袋里去，非常重要。
Please do not put the new wine in the old wineskin.
感谢主，我觉得弟兄姐妹今天来到西洋教会，其实西洋教会生给我们过去很多的试炼，就是我们不限制神在人身上的这个恩高恩赐。
So praise the Lord that you all came to Church of Zion. I believe that in Church of Zion that we have never restrained people in their own anointings.
那过去很多人也有过一些经历，在摩谢这种教会的状况里面呢，你一定的进入某个状态，某种这种系统，有些人就非常的别扭，他没有办法来施展。
So we have seen people that when they go to a church, they were forced into a certain type of a mode, which makes them very uncomfortable. But I praise the Lord that Church of Zion never have this kind of constraint on people, like control on people.
所以今天呢，就是说像大卫一样，在神的灵的恩膏里面的时候呢，圣灵会带领你，可能是几两三个人的聚会。可能是怎么样的，你就发现按手在人的身上，人就信主了，人的疾病就得医治了。
So in Church of Zion, maybe you only need to have two or three people gather together. You lay hand on people, things will happen, and you will see.
所以呢，新酒要装在新皮袋里。
So the new wine has to be in the new wineskin.
不是说旧的酒、旧的皮袋不好，而是说旧的酒、旧的皮袋呢。旧的酒就适合装在旧的皮袋里。
I'm not saying the old wine and the old wine skin are not bad. I'm just saying the old wine has to stay in the old wine skin.
那你就叫喝陈酒的人就喝陈酒，喝醒酒的人你就喝醒酒。
Or let those people who drink the old wine drink the old wine, and let those people who drink the new wine drink the new wine.
那扫罗打仗呢，他就要穿盔戴甲；那大卫打仗呢，他就一根棍子、两个五个石头。
So for Saul to fight in the battle, he needs his armor and his sword. But for David, he only needs one sling and five stones. That's it.
对，感谢主。那圣灵带领大家的时候呢，真的就是有这个自由的灵的带领。最主要有信心，对耶稣的信心和爱就可以了。
So we praise the Lord that give, the Holy Spirit give us the freedom that whenever God leads you, just do it in freedom.
就像大卫一样，他就是这样就打了胜仗了，用他这种很特别的方式。
Just like David, he was victorious in his very unique ways.
因着时间的关系呢，我也讲下一点，就是说大卫呢，你发现也非常特别，他做了所有的事情呢，他就说是靠的是耶和华得胜。
So now to talk about David, that everything that he does, he will say because this is by the Lord. He will say the Lord will, you know, do this.
因为你看这个四十五节讲呢，大卫对腓利斯人说：“你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名。”就是你所辱骂带领以色列军队的手。
So verse 45, David said to them that, "Oh, you come against me with sword and spears and javelin, but I came against you in the name of the Lord Almighty God of the army of Israel, who you have defiled."
他就说他来呢是靠着神的名。
So he came by the name of the Lord.
那四十六节又讲，今日耶和华必将你交在我的手里。
And 46, I'll say today, today the Lord will hand you over to me.
他就说是神必然把你会交在我的手里。
So, the Lord will surely hand you over to me.
是神。
It's God.
四十七节呢，又说，又是这众人都知道耶和华是人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为增长的胜败全在乎耶和华。
And also, verse 47, he said, all those gathered here today will know that it is not by sword or spear, but the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's. He will give all of you into our hands.
他说他这个东西要让众人都知道呢，耶和华是人得胜。胜败全在耶和华。
He want all of them, all of those who gathered there to know that victory lies in the hand of the Lord.
就是这个大卫的心里面，他就全然信靠主，他的心就是在宗荣神的名，宣扬神的名。
So all of his heart was for the Lord. He was there to proclaim for the Lord.
事实上，他打胜仗是不是用他自己的恩赐呢？是用了他自己的恩赐。
So was he being victorious by using his own talent? Yes, he was.
但是呢，他内心深处他知道这一切都来自于耶和华，归荣耀给耶和华。
But in the deepest of his heart, he knows all of this comes from the Lord, and all the glory goes to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这样一个心态和这样一种态度呢，对很多人来讲，不是一天两天会形成的。
So this kind of a mindset, for a lot of people, will not come in a day.
但是神非常看重这个东西。
But the Lord, really treasures what this kind of thinking.
大卫在他很年轻的时候，就在里面形成了这样一种世界观，这样一种对神的态度，这是非常难得。
So David, in his young age, he already knew the victory belongs to the Lord. He already had this kind of thinking in him.
怪不得在以后的日子里面，他无论往哪里去，耶和华都让他得胜。
No wonder that whenever he goes, the victory always follows him.
我们也希望每一个弟兄姐妹呢，及早的趁我们年轻的时候呢，又能够有这些素质在我们的心里面，让神来develop 出来。
So we pray that as quicker as possible that you will have this kind of quality to develop in you, so that you know that the Lord is with you.
鼓励大家呢，要认知神的同在，无论在何事上，懂得知道神和我们在一起，要感恩，不要发生事情就拼命抱怨。
So to know that the Lord is with you, do not complain when things happen.
不要丢掉勇敢的心和自由的灵。
Do not forsake a brave heart.
当别人来对你不满的时候，在属灵的人对你不满的时候，不要在乎。忘事效力叫爱神的人得益处。
So if someone is mad with you, is not happy with you, do not take it to heart because you know the Lord is with you.
在心里面常常祷告要有爱在里面，就像大卫一样，他不是说勇敢是他的，而是他的爱在后面让他能够打狮子打老虎。
So just continue to pray that the love is always with you, just like David when he was fighting against the lions and the bears, because the love for the sheep, so that he was, yeah.
那你也有你自己独特的恩赐，你要让神来用。
You will also have your own unique talent that you have to be, it has to be used by God.
不要看着自己没有的，你看着扫罗的盔甲，你穿不了。
Do not look for the things that you do not have. Do not look for Saul's armor that which you cannot wear.
啊，你有你的恩赐，这个恩赐在神的手里面要成就大事。
You have your own talent, your gifting, and these things in the Lord, in the hand of the Lord, He will accomplish.
另外一个呢，新酒装在新皮袋里面，你的恩膏呢，在一个新的一个场合，新的一个系统。那要神来运行，感谢主，今天你把神把你带到西安教会，我们可以来扶持。
So do not put the old wine in the new wine skin. So put the new wine in the new wine skin, so that you will use your new anointing in the new setting in the new system. So praise the Lord that you are in Church of Zion today.
我怎么带到西安教会？其中一个原因就是我发现我们老一辈不控制。
So why I came to Church of Zion? Because I felt that our older generation wasn't there to control me.
其实我神学院毕业的时候，有两三个教会，加 Calgary、Montreal 的邀请我去做牧师。其实我也已经有很多牧养的经验，但是我不敢去，不敢去。
So after I graduated from theology school, I actually have quite a lot of job opportunities from Calgary to Montreal, and because I already have been serving in the church, but I dare not to go.
因为我觉得对我来说，圣灵里面的自由是非常重要。
Because to me, to have the freedom in the spirit is very, very important.
而且真的新酒要装在新皮袋里。
And also the new wine has to be in the new wine skin.
有好多教会现在牧师呢，就是说星期一到星期五必须在办公室里面要八个小时。哦、我不行，我搞不了这个。
So a lot of pastors, they have to be in the office, Monday to Friday for 8 hours. For me, I can't do that. I just cannot do that.
那我说这个呢，不是说那个系统不好，我还是说了，就是说，那旧的酒呢，就在旧的皮袋里面，他们很好，但是呢，新的酒要装在新皮袋里。
I'm not saying that system was no good. I'm just saying the new wine has to be in the new wine skin.
那有一些老一辈的人，他们喜欢那样的一种敬拜方式，那样的一种用作方式，那很好。那他们被造就，他们可以在那样一个情况下服侍，但是新的时代，神有新的做法。
So the old pastors may work very well in that kind of setting, and God also used that in that setting. But the new wine, the new generations has to be move freely in the new settings, the new environment.
最后一点就是大卫呢，全然敬靠主，全然归荣耀给神。
So the last point is that David.Trusted the Lord wholeheartedly.
但这些我们在新约时代的人呢，圣经里面也是讲到，就是我们靠着呢加给我们力量的，凡事都能做。
And this is also in the New Testament that we can do all things through Him who give us the strength.
啊，这是在腓立比书，我们就不翻了，就是我们是不光是处贫贱处富贵啊。或有余或不足，我们都靠着啊加给我们力量的方式都能做。
Yeah, so no matter in what kind of situation, whether we are hungry or well fed or living in plenty or in want, in anything, everything through Him, we can do it.
在格林多前书第九章也讲到，就是我像犹太人就做犹太人，做有律法的人；像没律法的人，我就做没律法的人。但是基督正是我的律法，目的是什么呢？就是要多救人。
And also in First Corinthians chapter 9, he also talk about when Paul was saying that to the Jews I can become a Jew, to those who are under the law I can become the one under the law, who those who are lawless I can become a lawless. Like whatever, I just want to save more people for the sake of the gospel.
所以就是我们我就欣赏这个邓小平那句话，不光是白猫黑猫抓住老鼠就是好猫，我们的目标要清楚。
So I really appreciate one of the sayings by 邓小平. So he's saying, no matter you are a white cat or a black cat, as long as you can catch a mouse, then you are a good cat.
所以就是我们的目标清楚的时候呢，就是说是圣灵的带领下面，我们会成为得胜者。
So under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, so we can be victorious.
好，我们做一个祷告，把时间再交给大家来分享。
So we will pray and we will share it on.
哈利路亚，我们天上的父，我们感谢你，你把这些话语写在圣经里面，就是要来鼓励和来开启我们今天的人。
So, Father, I thank you for the words that are written in the Bible, so that the words are here to encourage us today.
让我们知道怎么样在圣灵的带领恩膏之下，为你所用。
So that we know how we can be used by you under the Holy Spirit.
成就大事。
So that we can accomplish great things.
当然，今天的神的话语都。能够进到每一个弟兄姐妹的心里面，在以后的日子里面靠着圣灵也活出来。
I pray that all these words will go into everyone who hears us today, so that when things happen, they will know what to do.
让我们谢谢你，谢谢你因着你儿子的宝血，让我们成为你的儿女。
So we thank you by your son's precious blood, we can become your children.
圣经上讲，我们奴仆变成了自由人。
So the Bible says, from a slave, we become a free man.
神的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
So where the Spirit is, there is freedom.
所以让我们弟兄姐妹活在你的灵里，活在自由里。
Let our brothers and sisters live in your spirit in the freedom.
成为得胜者。
To become the overcomers.
主啊，你也祝福我们下面分享的时间，奉主耶稣的名。
Also bless our times, fellowship together in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.